Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Everybody, bless thee, the Lord. I love this song. Praise God. I almost got up to start shouting. Praise God. Because he said, when the healing comes down, come on, somebody. When the joy comes down, God, I bless you. When the peace comes down, hallelujah. When the victory comes down, come on, y'all, pull that thing down. When deliverance comes down, when the Holy Ghost comes down, when the power comes down, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. When the glory comes down, come on, he said, praises go up, hallelujah. What's his name? His name is Jesus. Come on, somebody, what's his name? His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, higher, higher, higher. Hey, praise God, bless the Lord. I know it's early in the morning, praise God, but I bless the Lord, thy God, who healeth thee this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God on this morning. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Radio. Amen. Praise God. We just thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm excited, y'all, because this is a new season for the saints of God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God the praises, because this is a new season. Amen. For the saints. Amen. We got to know that we are in our now moments. Praise God. Hallelujah. So with that being lifted up to the Lord this morning, we command our day. We try to shake it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. What was yesterday was yesterday. This is a new day. Come on. Let the trumpet arise. Come on. Hallelujah. Let the trumpet sound today. This is a new day. It's a new dawn day. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is making all things new. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So wave goodbye to yesterday. Hallelujah. For this is a new day. Amen. Declare the Lord today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I bless and praise God on today. Amen. This is my first day back on the radio. Hallelujah. And I'm excited. Amen. To see what God is going to do in this new season. We know that, yes, Holy Spirit, that God, yes, God, that he's doing some great things in our lives, praise God, and he's moving by his Holy Spirit. Though you cannot see him, hallelujah, he said, where the wind blows, you don't even know, praise God. So we don't know what our day going to be, praise God, but what we can do, we command our morning, we get our minds right, praise God, we shake ourselves from yesterday, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hi, praise God. Hello, everybody. It's early in the morning. It's a new dawn day. Hallelujah. And I thank all the listeners, amen, that this time dawn, praise God. Hallelujah. And I bless you, amen, for being on this early in the morning. But let me open up in prayer, amen. Open up the airways, yes, Holy Spirit. Let me pray. And we're going to get into the word of the Lord, and we're going to give God the glory on today. We're going to lift him up on today. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name on today, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, yes, God, for every listener on the radio on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, that you would give them a special blessing on today, Lord God. God, I command a blessing to be upon them on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask, Father God, that you would move by your Holy Spirit on today, Father. I ask that you touch them, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you let your blood prevail, God, against anything that's not like you, Father God, on today, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you prepare the way for them today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you make every crooked thing straight, God, today, Father God, in the yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, we bind up everything that's in the airways, God, that's not like you, Father God. Every spirit, God, that's not like you, God, that will come to hinder, God, what you are doing on today, Lord God. Oh, God, clear the airways, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask, Father God, that we open up our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us today, Lord God. Oh, God, let it fall on good grounds, Lord God. Yes, God, that it bring forth much fruit in our lives, oh, God, that we can share with somebody else, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, God, for grace and mercy on today, God, because you woke us up, God, and we are in our right mind. We got the activity of our limbs on today, and we say thank you now, God. I'm asking, Lord, that you touch me from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Open me up, God, today, Lord God. Use me as you will on today. Now, God, I say thank you, Father, because I know all things are great in you, Father. So, God, we bless you and we praise you and we glorify you and we lift you up on today. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart and our soul says amen on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, today, I want to start out. God has been dealing with me. Amen. Praise God. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, starting at verse number 1 through 4. Amen. And he was telling me, praise God, it gave me a title, Let Lot Go. Let Lot Go. Let Lot go. I know y'all probably say, what in the world? But we have to let our lots go. I'm going to get into the word of the Lord, and we're going to expound on it a little bit today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God wants to bless us. Amen. And we are trying to hold on some things that God don't want us to hold on. Praise God. So we got to let those things go. Hallelujah. So Genesis, the 12th chapter, starting at the first verse, it says, Now the Lord said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make thy name great. And you shall be a blessing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. I'm going to stop there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is going to bless me. It's going to bless you. Amen. Praise God. Because why? We are in a season. Amen. I know everybody says, oh, yeah, we're in a season and we're going to be so blessed. And but we're trying to take some things with us that we ain't supposed to take with us. Amen. But in the book of Genesis, we read how Abraham was removed out of the land of his own kindred. Amen. Praise God. His own hometown. Amen. Into the land of promise. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, I'm getting ready to go into my promised land, because we're in our now season. Amen. Praise God. Which was designed both to try his faith, his obedience, his faith, and also to separate him and set him apart from God. Somebody say, set him apart from God. Set you apart from God. For God, amen, praise God, for a special service. I don't know about you, praise God, hallelujah, but I want you to know how important you are in the kingdom of God, hallelujah. God has set you apart for a special service, amen, hallelujah. You got to understand that when God sets you apart, amen, for a time, it's for a purpose, and it is for a reason. In the story of Abraham, there are three key lessons for the Christians like us to learn from. These lessons of obedience, faith, and fear. Amen. As we read Genesis 12, 1 through 4, amen, the Lord was looking for someone, amen, to walk with Abraham. Come on, somebody. He was looking for someone to walk and to choose Abraham to walk with him. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason was not because Abraham was a righteous and a perfect man. No, we know that he wasn't righteous. He wasn't perfect. Amen. Because the Bible tells us there's none perfect. No, not one. So we count ourselves to be perfect. We are falling short in the kingdom of God because none of us is perfect. Amen. Abraham's country had become idolatrous. Come on, somebody. His family his kindred. His father's house was constant in temptation to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we find that, amen, we got to be careful even with the people that is close to us, because they can pull us into some stuff that God don't desire us to be in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here we understand that there was idols in the place. Amen. And there was constant temptation. He could not continue with them without danger of being infected by them. And that's what I'm saying, praise God. We got to be careful who we around that can infect us, amen, in the will of God. Now, I don't know about you, praise God, but we've been too long in this thing, amen, to mess up at this point. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't know what trials that you had to go through in life when God called you, but I'm telling you, praise God, that we go through some things, amen, that we don't even think that we're going to come out of. We go through some things, amen, that God began to refine us, reshape us, remold us, and then he start pulling off the branches, amen, and he start pulling off the leaves, come on, somebody. Them things hurt sometimes, praise God. So those are the things that God is letting us know, that he is the one that's doing this. He is the one, amen. It's not sometimes, we always blame the devil for everything, but it's not the devil all the time, praise God. God do allow some things to happen so we can get in our place. Praise God. But Abraham, we had to be careful that we don't get contaminated or infected, amen, by the surroundings that we are surrounding ourselves with. The Lord has said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's house, and go. Come on, somebody. Go to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will be a blessing. Amen. Come on, somebody. And I will bless those that bless you. And whoever curses you, come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to be careful. Amen. Who we touch. Amen. And all people of the earth will be blessed through you. Now, I don't know, but we are engrafted into the blessings of God. So Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Come on, somebody. Abraham was, 75 years old when he's from Haran. Therefore, praise God, hallelujah, there was threefold sacrifice that was made by Abraham. He had to separate himself, come on, and from his country, his relatives, and his father's house. As Christians, come on, hallelujah, God wants us to exchange faith in our natural father to the Father of heaven, to the Father of faith. Amen. Praise God. We got to make sure, amen, that we come out of this natural man, amen, and we get in faith with God, and he is our father. He is the lift of our soul. He is the one that's going to take us into the promised land. He is the one, praise God, that's going to get us where we got to go. Though you may be opposed, yes, Holy Spirit sometimes, amen. And maybe sometimes, praise God, there's some red light, some yellow light, some, you know, and we have to go U-turn and then the navigation, lose signals and all that kind of stuff, praise God, within us, praise God. But we got to know that God is taking us into that promised land. But there is some things, amen, that must have to go in our life. In the Bible, we realize that Abraham was willingly to leave all, but was not able to separate himself from his relatives. As Abraham looked to Lot, he felt sorry for him and decided to bring him along to accompany him to Mesopotamia, to Canaan, amen, praise God, and to and fro. But Abraham's nephew Lot had been moving with him for a very long time, amen. That's the reason for separation. Natural affections must give away, come on, give way to divine grace. Natural affection has to give away to divine grace. What is God saying? Our country is dear to us. Our kindreds are dear to us. Our father's house is dear to us. And yet, the Bible says, come on, I'm going to go somewhere in there. You might don't understand for right now, but the Bible says, yet they must all be hated. Why? The Bible says in Luke 14:26 says that a man cannot be Christ's disciple, but he must hate father and mother and his own life. He is not sincere. He will be constant, come on, and persevering unless we love Christ better than anything in the world and be willing to part with that which he made and must leave. Some things we have to leave, either as a sacrifice when Christ may be glorified by our parting with it. Amen. Praise God. Some things God asks us to do that we will never understand. And I think about what God says, because I was living in Philadelphia, and then God sent me to a land, praise God, that I didn't even know nothing of, praise God, hallelujah, and he sent me away from all the family, all the ones that I knew, all the ones that knew me from before, and that's the same thing with you, amen, praise God. You might be in a new land, praise God, hallelujah, but God knows why he's doing what he's doing. Though we may not understand, but God has a divine purpose and plan for what he is doing in your life. You might be going through some things right now, praise God, and you don't even understand what you're going through, praise God, because I don't know about you, praise God, but there's some situations I'll be sitting and I'll be shaking my head like, what in the world, God? What am I going to learn out of this, praise God? And I could imagine, yes, Holy Spirit, Abraham was the same way. He did not know. All he knew was God said, get out of that place. I want you to leave your father's house. They're doing all kinds of matter things. They're serving other gods, and I got to send you somewhere for a divine purpose and a plan. Amen. Praise God. But come on, somebody. The plan that God has for you is bigger than you. Come on, you better say that to yourself. The plan that God has for you is bigger than you. Hallelujah. There is many people that's assigned to your life. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Though you might feel like you are nobody, glory to God, glory to God, because life sometimes gets you in a way, praise God, that you do feel like that, glory to God, hallelujah. What in the world am I doing? Am I still serving God the way I was serving God at the first, praise God? But glory to God, glory to God. Sometimes the fire goes out, sometimes, amen, hallelujah, the fire start burning again, praise God. But I'm here to speak into your spirit today. Glory to God. Don't let your light go out. God has a purpose. God has a plan. You are on the hour of power and praise. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get lifted up today. Hallelujah. You got to understand. You got to shift yourself. Praise God. You can't look to the left. You can't look to the right. You got to look to the Lord. He is a helper of you. He said, I am the one that's going to take you into that place. I will give no man the glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Though you're facing some things, amen, hallelujah, but I'm directing your path. I am making the crooked straight. Glory to God. I hear the Holy Ghost, y'all. My God, I give him glory. As Christians, we face some challenges. Come on. We all face challenges. Sin, we face that, praise God, and all occasions of it must be forsaken, and particularly bad company. We must abandon all idols of iniquity which have been set up in our hearts. And come on, somebody, and get out of the way of temptation, plucking even our right eye out, praise God, that leads us to sin, willingly parting with that which is dearest to us when we cannot keep it without a hazard. Come on. Glory to God. There are some things that might affect you. Amen. And you don't even know how to give back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, the devil was a liar. I'm trying to read something. The light went out. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I'm going to try to read it. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let's go to Matthew. Matthew 5:29. It says, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Now, y'all had to read that under the candle. Lord, have mercy on me this morning. Willingly pardon that which is dearest to us when we cannot keep it without hazard of our integrity. Those that resolve to keep the commandments of God must quit the society of evildoers. And when I thought about the evildoers, I said, God, what is you saying? Because, see, God, let me just say this, y'all. God wants to take us into a place, but we can't take the foolishness with us. Depart from me, he said. In Psalms 119:15, he said, depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandment of God. I will keep the commandments of God. The world and all our enjoyments in it must be looked upon with a holy indifference and contempt. We must no longer look upon it as our country, our home, but as our end. Come on, somebody. And must accordingly sit loose to it and live above it. Come on, we got to live above it. Get out of its affections. We got to get out of those things because sometimes we get ruled by our affections and how we feel and what we want to do, praise God. And some of us, amen, have been able to leave their country. Some of us have been able to leave our fathers. But listen, Adam, come on, the Adam family. Adam. Remember Adam, which represents the lots in our lives because the loss in our lives now represent a link to our codependence on dysfunction, idolatrous family systems, along with home or issues. And we got to keep, amen, away from the dysfunctions of the people, idolatrous people, praise God, that tried to engulf some things in our lives and try to hold us in bondage of some things. Amen. Praise God. Let me just say this. Amen. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. There is some times in our lives that people will hold you to stuff that you have done, praise God, in the past. Don't let nobody hold you to the past. Amen. You are there. The Bible said there is no more condemnation, hallelujah, against your life. He said, I threw those things in the sea of forgiveness. And then you got people, they say they forgive you, praise God, but then all of a sudden, praise God, they come back and they say the same thing over again. So that means that they never forgot. They never gave it up, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. The behaviors and attitudes we find difficult to let go sometimes. You may even be a church officer, somebody, a reverend, a clergyman, a deaconess, a congregational member. You are probably so high up in church social ladder that you feel invisible. Come on, glory to God. But yet, your Christ-like portrayal among the people is all camouflage. We got to make sure that we walk this walk, amen, praise God, with the soundness of mind, that our own nature don't live on, praise God. We got to kill those things. Amen. We got it. Somebody said, we got to kill it. Remember, the Bible says in Revelation 2:5-7, remember therefore from which thou art falling. Remember and repent and do the first work. Come on, somebody, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Now people say, Lord, glory to God. They tell me, I ain't got nothing to repent. But let me tell you something. You better have a repentant heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We all have to repent. We all fall short daily. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But God wants to bless us. He wants to take us into a new place, a newer authority, a new, come on, somebody. He's building his kingdom up. He want to use us until the fullest. Amen. But we got to let Lot go. Somebody say, let Lot go. Y'all with me this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. I am lifting the name of Jesus up because my life depends on me letting Lot go. Your life depends on you letting Lot go. Praise God, because he's the
functional. He still used items. I'm going to get there, y'all. No, I'm going to get there, praise God, hallelujah. But can I get a worship song first, praise God? Let us worship the Lord, and I'm coming back, amen, praise God, with the word of the Lord. Don't you go nowhere, praise God, hallelujah. I want you to get the end of a thing, amen, praise God.
Blow my mind. Blow my mind. Blow my mind. Do the impossible.
My mind, God.
Blow my mind.
We want to see your hand, God.
Blow my mind. Be impossible. Eyes have not.
Blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
Can you lift just one hand and just say that into your own atmosphere? Blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
We want to see miracles done, yeah.
Blow my mind.
Do the impossible.
Can do anything.
Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. Hallelujah. I bless God because he can do anything. This song, amen. Every time I got in the car, I guess God was speaking to me, praise God, through the music. We got to be careful. Amen. We can miss God sometimes. How many know we can miss God sometimes? Because he can speak to us. We can ask God a question and be like, nah, that ain't it. Amen. Praise God. But he can give us a song. A bus can ride by. A billboard can be up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know that it was God that gave you the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. But yes, let's get back to the word because I know we only got an hour of power. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 19:27, it says, and Peter replied, remember, we have left everything to be your followers. What will we get? Jesus answered in verse number 28, yes, all of you have become my followers. And so in the future world, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, I promise that you will sit on the 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. All who have been given up homes or brothers and sisters or father and mother and children or the land from me will be given 100 times as much. They will also have eternal life. But many who are now first, come on somebody, will be last. And many who are last will be first. Don't count nobody out. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. That can be the worst serial killer. Amen. Praise God. It could be the worst. Amen. Hallelujah. It could be one that's still sliding down poles. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It could be one, praise God, that's doing all manner of evil. Praise God. I can go on with the list, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, but many who are now first will be last, and many who are last will be first. So, come on. So, as Abraham and Lot traveled throughout Egypt, they both became rich men with many possessions, herdsmen and maidservants. Lot now was as powerful as Abraham. He was no longer a kid and had his own belongings to complete with Abraham and possibly overpower him. The Lot we have in our lives, come on somebody, if we don't watch, will grow and overpower us. We will become slaves to it. So we got to be careful, amen, how they grow around us. How is the Lot in your life? Because everybody got a Lot. They got a family member, praise God, hallelujah. We all have one, praise God, hallelujah, around us that's tried to take our mind off the kingdom, amen, and put it on the fleshly things that God desire us to shift our focus and to focus on him. As their possessions grew, there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. That's in Genesis 13:1-18. I don't have time to read that. So if you want to read that later, Genesis 13:1-18. So Abraham told Lot that it would be better if they moved to separate parts of the land so that their servants would not get at each other. And Abraham told Lot that he, Lot, could choose whatever part of the land that he wanted. Lot, being as selfish as he was, come on, somebody, he was to choose the very best part of the land for himself and left only the hilly and rocky parts for Abraham. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, praise God, we can look at something, hallelujah, glory to God, and we think it's the best place. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. That's just looking at a house, praise God, and it's so decked out. It's so beautiful, amen, but underneath it's stinking. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. So here, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm losing my place. Y'all don't please forgive me. So Abraham told Lot he can be better. He separate. Come on, let's separate. And Lot chose the well-watered Jordan.
And I thought about it. It said, that, you know, the Jordan, right? The well-watered Jordan. It was a beautiful land, a pretty land. And it looked all decked out. And I could imagine that, you know, nowadays they got the irrigation system, amen, to come water the land, amen. But back then, praise God, I imagine the water coming up from the ground, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the grounds was beautiful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his greed to live where there was good vegetation exposed him to wickedness of Sodom because he didn't see that far. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got to be careful what's in us don't come back out of us. Oh, my God. What we got delivered from don't come back. Amen. We got to constantly stay in prayer. We have to constantly read the Word of God. We have to constantly shift our minds. We have to, you know, I did a series one time on the battlefield of the mind. Hallelujah. Shanda. Yes, Holy Spirit. And sometimes we got to go back to some stuff because sometimes, praise God, you ever be sitting somewhere and y'all probably laugh and I know all y'all don't act like y'all got no crown on your head, praise God, hallelujah, that y'all never thought. Because some people can say something to you and all of a sudden a curse word come up in your head, praise God. And you're like, oh, Lord, where'd that come from? But that means that it needs to still come out. That means that you still need some work be done, praise God. That means that bitterness still in your heart, praise God. So we have to get all the things out of our hearts and our minds and our spirit, amen, praise God. What comes up means that it needs to be delivered. Come on now. Come on, give God some glory, y'all. Hallelujah. In the church today, there are those who gossip. Come on. There is those who create chaos among the brothers and sisters. Those who main purpose is to bring down the church, yet they call themselves Christians. Come on, somebody. The Lord says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. I know one of these pastors, y'all better praise God, because that's, listen, when God sets the foundation, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what I'm saying to you today, let Lot go and cry unto the Lord for mercy. The task at hand may be difficult because you have known Lot all your life, but you must let Lot go before he overpowers you. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout, let Lot go today. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, I give you glory today. Hallelujah. Even in the church, people have become enemies with each other. Y'all ain't talking to me today. Glory to God. Who do you think you're fooling sometimes? Praise God. Sometimes, praise God, you'll find being in church, and I have experienced this, praise God, because people don't want to talk to you, so they know the church service is over, praise God, so they try to go all the way around the other side so they don't have to say hi to you. That devil is a liar. Come on, give God the praises, amen, praise God. Let the Bible says we have to get ourselves together. Abraham looked unto Lot and realized that Lot had become a stumbling block to his progress, so he said unto Lot, is not the whole land before you? It was a stumbling block. We got to get rid of the stumbling blocks. Amen. People don't want you to prosper. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Your name is out there as mud. They don't want you to prosper. Hallelujah. Forget what I did in the past. Let me go. Come on. Let the Pharaohs. The Pharaohs got to let the people go. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't hold people in bondage. Yes, Holy Spirit. Please separate from me, he said. If you take the left, then I'll go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. That's in Genesis 13, 8 and 9. Lot, just go because heaven is my goal. That's Abraham letting him know, look, come on now. God done dealt with me so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has got me out here, and I don't know where I'm going. Praise God. But see, you're going to be my stumbling block. I got to let you go because I'm heaven bound today. Yes, Holy Spirit. Do not allow the loss in your life to cripple you. It was only after Lot separated did the Lord appear unto Abraham so that all that he had said about Abraham would be fulfilled. I'm going to say this again. It was only after Abraham separated did Lord appear to Abraham. Read it. Read the Bible. Glory to God. Abraham, so that all that he had said about Abraham will be fulfilled. Sometimes we got to get by ourselves and get the plan of the Lord. God has a blueprint for you. He has a blueprint for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But come on, somebody say, I'm heaven bound. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not a bunch of religion, but I want God to move in my life. I want to get to the promised land. God said, this is my now season. Hallelujah. They say, I'm living my best life right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the Lord. I'm talking with the Lord. I'm praying with the Lord. I'm fasting with the Lord. I'm lifting my hands up and praising with the Lord. He said the song came on earlier. Praise God. Healing come down. Joy come down. Peace come down. Victory come down. Deliverance come down. Holy Ghost come down. Power come down. Glory come down. He said praises go up. He said what's his name? His name is Jesus. He said what's his name? His name is Jesus. Come on somebody. Somebody say higher, higher, higher. I'm going heaven bound. I'm going where God wants me to go. Hallelujah. Before God can use us. Come on somebody. Sometimes he has to separate us to himself. Crying because you by yourself. It's the reason for the separation. It's the reason that he's grooming you. It's the reason that he's processing you. It's the reason he's pouring into you. It's the reason that he's depositing you. It's the reason that he's taking out stuff out of you. Come on, somebody. That's the time that we have with God. Before God can use us sometimes, he has to separate. He has to separate from others to himself, that he may prepare us for his service. Yet many times we try to take family members with us, family members that God, come on, has asked us to separate from. We still got Cousin Boo Boo sliding across the floor. Amen. Praise God, trying to get you into the club. Yes, Holy Spirit, trying to get you places where God don't want you to go, when God is in the midst of processing you, where God is in the midst of getting ready to bless you, and when all hell breaks loose in your life, that's when, glory to God, the enemy tries to come, and he tries to link himself to you, and he tries to pull you back to where God brought you from. But I'm here to decree and declare over you today, glory to God, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the authority that he has given me in heaven, to pull you out of that place today that you think worthy of yourself, that God is blessing you above measures, that you're going to make it to the promised land, that you're going to set your feet on the solid ground, that he's going to make your crooked places straight. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. If we are going to be used by God, there are times when we must choose to go the opposite direction of everyone that we know. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. God, listen to this. God could not talk to Abraham until he trusted him. God could not talk to Abraham until he obeyed him. God could not talk to Abraham until he could separate him from Lot unto himself. God could not reaffirm his promise to Abraham until he was separated, come on, from himself. God, come on, somebody. Sometimes God cannot speak to us because we have not trusted in him. Sometimes God cannot speak to us because we have not obeyed him. Come on, we got to first obey the first promise that he gave us. Sometimes God cannot speak to us because we have not separated ourselves from dysfunctional family members unto him. We still want to hang out with them. It's okay that when God say it's okay, but see, we can't make it a lifestyle of trying to hang out with all the ones, amen, that get, as they say, turning up. Because I heard that phrase, I'm like, what y'all mean turning up? Yeah, they turning up the bottom. Come on, somebody. If God delivered you from that, that means that, glory to God, if you're not finished, if God is not finished, why go back to where you first, where, you know, go back. The Bible says, why are you going to go back to the vomit that you got? Come on, somebody. We got to be real with this thing, praise God, because we got the enemy on one hand and God on the other hand. But let me tell you something. God is more stronger than any enemy that we can ever face. We got to trust and believe in him. We got to understand the same way he dealt with Abraham, he's dealing with us. He said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse. If you're walking up with God, praise God, the right way, praise God, he will fight your every battle. I don't worry about battles, amen, praise God. As you ask my husband, praise God, somebody come up against me, I say, okay, amen, praise God. Lord, you got this. Because why? Glory to God, glory to God. Because I have a prayer life with God. I before the Lord, I consecrate myself. I set myself aside because why? I want everything that God has for me in this season. And I'm speaking over you too because you should have everything that God wants for you in this season. Your ministry should grow. Come on, somebody, speak that thing. We don't have because we don't ask God. Yes, my ministry is going to grow. Yes, my finances going to be blessed. Yes, my husband going to be blessed. Yes, my wife going to be blessed. Come on, some of my children going to be blessed. And all my descendants, I'm going to get my inheritance. Why? Because I'm going to do what God called me to do. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is awesome, 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 awesome. He is good. He is doing his thing. He is blessing us. Hallelujah. He wants us to know, hallelujah, that he is God and he is God alone in our life. And I'm going to go to a song. Don't y'all go nowhere because I got some things to say and I'm going to close out because I want you to have a great day. I want you to have a blessed day. I want your now to come forward in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me.
Struggling with your past and faith.
Oh, 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 oh.
when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Praise the Lord. This is my exodus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Amen. Praise God. We thank you, praise God, on today. Hallelujah. After God has separated us from the secular leaders and people in our lives unto himself, he can give us the promise that he wants us to consider. Don't give up the promise. Don't give up your inheritance. Amen. You don't know how close you are. Amen. So we thank and praise God. Amen. For the hour of power and praise. Hallelujah. But I just got to know a couple announcements, and then I'm going to pray. Hallelujah for the day. We're going to command our day today. Praise God. But listen, on this Sunday at 4 p.m., it's our Family and Friends Day with our very own minister, Dr. Javar Holman, which is my son-in-law. He's coming. Amen. From Philadelphia. Amen. For Friends and Family Day. I'm excited to see what God is going to say through the man of God. This is our first time, amen, me having one of my son-in-laws, amen, to minister the word of the Lord, amen. Praise God. I'm happy in the Lord on this time because God is doing some things in our lives, amen. And then don't forget the celebration of pastors, amen, Pastor Matthew McNeil, amen. Praise him. You're tongue-tied, y'all, on the 4th. Anniversary of his pastoral anniversary. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. To celebrate my husband on that day. Praise God. We got on February 29th at 4 p.m. The celebration begins at 4 p.m. with Apostle Bruce Lester from New Jersey. And I know God is going to do something spectacular on that day. And glory to God, on March the 1st at 4 p.m., I got my spiritual dad, my overseer who raised me, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Bishop Thurman Butler from Virginia. And I know God is going to turn this thing around and turn it into a revival that people going to want to know who the God we serve. Amen. Praise God. So I am looking forward to this month. It's going to be spectacular. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So I bless and praise God for that. And don't forget on Monday, your fist at 6, amen, with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on Monday at 6 p.m. Amen, praise God. And I will be back, y'all. I'll be back. This is our new season. Come on, y'all, that's y'all new season. Hallelujah. God is doing some opening some doors and closing some doors. He's got to get us in divine places where he wants us to be blessed at. And we already know, praise God,
Holy Spirit that come forth in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, this is my favorite scripture, he said, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things with the Lord. But I will call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which thy knoweth not. Hallelujah. That is my favorite scripture. Amen. Because there are some things that we don't know. But here. Let's pray. Thank you all. Thank you for getting on this line with me this morning. I pray a special blessing upon you. I pray God will move in your life from my head to your head. Praise God. Hallelujah. That doors will be supernaturally open. That uncommon blessings will come your way. Because listen, it takes an early morning. It's early, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's early. Yes, glory to God. I bless you, God. So I'm praying. I keep praying for everybody. Praise God. I'm praying for you and I'm praying for me. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for this day, the day that you have made. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that a supernatural manifestation will take place on our lives today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the favor, yes, Holy Spirit, the favor to come down upon us right now, God, that we will walk in your favor, God, with man as well as you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we just thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit. God, I pray, God, if there be any sickness in our body on today, I decree and declare, yes, God, you said when I decree and declare a thing, it shall be established in a light shall shine up in his way, God. So I pray today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the healing virtue, God, will overtake us. Yes, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That healing will come down. Yes, Holy Ghost. Even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if anybody's listening, God, that needs healing, the divine healing, God, touch right now, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against anything that will come against you, the devil shy. God, our finances right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we call forth our finances, God. We call forth our ministry, God. We call forth, yes, God, we call forth the blessings, God, to come upon us right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask that in glory, God, I thank you, Lord, that from the north, south, east, and west, God, that blessings will flow over us, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray that the word that we have received today, God, that we have to separate ourselves from dysfunctional people, God, people that are doing things that are not godly to you, Father God, that we will live a righteous life, that we will be meet for the master's table, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, bless them, God, and God, get a hold of them, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, show them, God, that you are God all by yourself, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because, God, you said you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, God. So we bless you, Father, and we ask that you continue to have your way throughout this day. Now, God, move by your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our heart, and our soul says amen. Be blessed in the Lord, and I'll see you again. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.